Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jewels. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. You know, I am so glad that you're here with us tonight because we are going to talk about a very important subject, 2012, and what that actually means for all of us. Is it the end of the world or is it the beginning of the golden age? We've seen the movies, we've read all the books. Talk to Mayan elders about their calendar and the Hopi Indians about their prophecies. But what we haven't done is talked with Seldar about this subject. And it's time. We are only 2 years out from December 21st, 2012. This is a date that has to do with the alignments of the planets. Even crop circles are leaving signs about this date. Whether you believe in astronomy or astrology and the gravitational forces of the planet influencing our actions or not, you will agree that this event is filled with fear. And that fear, by the way of law of attraction, only begets more fear. Tonight we find out the truth of what is happening through Seldar. Now for those of you who have not heard of Seldar, who also happens to be a very popular show on Law of Attraction Radio Network, let me tell you a little bit more about him. Seldar is very unique. He lives in an altered state of awareness all the time, not just some of the time, all of the time. This means that he can zoom way out into the galaxies and understand the history of the universe. He can also zoom way down to the subatomical level of us human beings in between our cells and DNA into understanding what makes us us. He can see what makes up our personality and our illnesses through our emotions and fear. He can then match up those emotions and fear and reconfigure them to be in alignment with God or Source energy's loving intention. I have experienced this, and I am amazed how in sync you become with everything around you. Now, it should be noted that Seldar does not read books. He is not an educated cellular biologist or an astrophysicist, but yet he has all the answers. He does not channel information. He is not a psychic or medium, but again, he has all the answers from the past, the present, and the future. He's not an author as I normally interview, but yet people clamor to touch his hand or to get a hug. He is attracting huge audiences from around the U.S. right now because people are craving to feel his energy. I'm going to admit that I don't completely understand who Seldar is, but I will tell you that things he has told me have proven to be true and makes me really stand up and pay attention. Seldar is way beyond an energy healer because he is about the mind-body connection of the person, and by insisting that we're not separate from each other, we are the same energy. Seldar is us, and he insists that we are the same energy as God or Source, and it's from this energy that he can help us to become aligned with life. I will explain more about this later, but right now, as always, I am so honored to have Seldar on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Welcome, Seldar.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And welcome to the show.
So, Seldar, let's start from the very beginning. What exactly is it that you do? And when did you discover that you possessed this ability?
You see, what I see is the simplicity of life, how it transformed from complexity to the simplicity which we live every day of life. And that's what I saw and what I see now and what how I live my life. But not knowing that I have some special gift or anything, actually, it is not the gift which I have, you don't have. It's like the same, but just I kept that simplicity within me, having that complexity, high intelligence of life at the same time. So when it, time came, which was about 5 years ago, and it just, it was a time for me to come out and share my experience. And otherwise, no one could recognize me as you're recognizing me right now, because I could adapt myself to any situation. And that's why you couldn't recognize who I am, because I would reflect any condition which I was experiencing.
Now, 5 years ago, you were actually a home inspector, and which your abilities really made you quite popular. Tell us about that.
Actually, I was a remodeler first, and then I become a home inspector. So life is so precise, everything happens for a reason. So whatever I was doing before that, when I realized what I have, it is something unique. It was like if I graduated, let's say, from one level to another level with the same abilities. So it is no different from remodeling. And as a home inspector, I become a remodeler on a perspective level of a human being. And on an inspector level, I was a state-licensed inspector. Now I make fun out of it, calling like a universe-licensed inspector now, since I am remodeling the human perspective on life. And I am the universe-licensed inspector now.
But tell us how you used your abilities to become so popular in the realtor market.
When I was inspecting the houses, kind of matching the behavior with the physical level, how it replicates itself on a physical level, and in the house it would be owner's behavior replicates, impacts the house condition in the house. So negligent, messy behavior would eventually ruin the house. So it is the same thing. You know, you do sloppy job at the house, in your own house, not professionally, not correct, not by the codes of how it's supposed to be, it eventually creates some danger. This is the same thing on a physical level in our being, too. It is the behavior of ours copied on a physical level, simply.
Oh, I see. You are like reading the owners and their everyday way of cleaning or maintaining, and that told you the secrets behind the house. Wow, I can imagine you were a huge hit with all the potential buyers.
Yes, and even sellers then took my card to call me eventually when they wanted to buy the house. So they would call me to inspect their new house. The sellers themselves were kind of fascinated that, okay, they liked my attitude. When they saw that I was discovering what they hided from me. So, and I would find them, and then I would explain to the sellers to, just in the case if buyers not buying, just in the future they would know how to deal with it.
This is great. For a long period of time, you didn't realize that other people were not able to see the energy like you were seeing it.
Yeah, it is. There is no such a thing as the energy is separate from the matter. It is the energy and the matter at the same time, both. Energy has a memory of life. Matter experiences that memory. So that's why you can't say the energy is bad or negative while behaving yourself bad or negative. So you can't fix the energy while you're behaving negatively. So you have to change your perspective, the way you behave in life, and that the energy has nothing to do with that. Energy is always positive, and it is for your benefit constantly. So you experience that energy and evolve from it gradually.
So what you're saying is that everybody is good?
Everybody is great and doing great. Yeah, even that we have complications, which is actually on a divine, like greater level of being, evolution level. It is the great experience. It's just evolving. It's just suffering and all of what we have going through, that itself evolves, gives us the generations, gives the signals to generations how not to be, how not to do. It's just the experience, yes.
Well, that makes sense. Generation to generation, we are evolving. So that moves us into 2012, and this is going to be really interesting coming from your vantage point, from a person that can zoom into the galaxy and then zoom into us. What is 2012 all about?
2012, it has a great, great meaning. 2012 is the point when everything aligns on our mind level. The attention and intentions and all of what we have been as a human being, everything aligns into that year and on that day point. It is a great alignment. The whole point of that 2012 is to get our attention, like, you know, the bell rings and gets your attention, like, attention, everybody quiet, now listen to me, like, kind of. So this is 2012 now. The way we predict the 2012 is totally wrong, because we cannot predict such a thing as on that magnitude, galaxy level. We are not there yet. We're not that advanced yet to know what happens on a galaxy level, how it aligns or destructs or whatever. That's not the correct way to see that. But what happens is, the reason why we have that 2012 issue is to shift our consciousness, which is the true meaning of it. And what that means is, throughout the whole experience of before we evolved, all the time, whoever came to life with the message on every level, transformed from higher level to our level, was about uniting us and oneness every time. If you go to history, you can see every shifts we have made, like 5,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and during these periods, the message was the same: to unite, to recognize as everyone as a reflection of yourself and become one, not judge and respect. All was about oneness. So this one is the same. The shift of mind is going to be to the same direction, not otherwise. Nothing else could be shifted, because that shift never has been made before.
So what you're saying is, 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago, the shift did not occur, and therefore Atlantis happened, or extinction happened, or catastrophe happened.
Yes, it was attempt to give the message. Even 2,000 years ago, it was attempt to give us the message of oneness. Jesus said the same thing, like, you know, we are all one, and God is one, like, you know, respect everyone, don't judge, and all of that. So all the eras we have messages are the same. Who delivers them, they are different. It doesn't matter actually that much, but the message what matters, and the recognition of that message correctly, that's what matters. Who delivers that doesn't matter. Message delivered matters to a variety of, like, vast majority of people to recognize. And then that recognition impacts the generations up front. So, coming back to 2012, we created that number, which we believe that the shift is about 26,000 years, one cycle in 26,000 years. So that gets our attention very strongly now. So now we are all tuned in, and basically we have the tools for it now. Now we advanced on a computer level, on the information media level. We can, with the push of a button, we can send a message like from to the other end of the world with no problem. So how to pass the information, how quick. And the alignment of our mind is there too. Now, 26,000 years almost passed, and this is the, it's not like 5,000 years or 2,000 years, it is 26,000 years. It creates you something like, it gets your attention very much to the event, like, you know, oh my God, like it's something should be very huge here, like, you know, kind of, it makes you concentrate on that hard.
So what I hear you saying is that we've had our chance to shift consciousness 2,000 years ago and 5,000 years ago. That didn't happen, and the opposite happened. So this is at the 26,000 mark, and we better start paying attention now to shift our consciousness or have the opposite occur. The choice is ours.
That's the whole point here. It is about attention of all attention. And now whoever comes in with any message is going to play a role of importance, of being. The message will be and has to be the same, not like with three legs or three chromosomes or three eyes or whatever. That would be nonsense. Even the destruction on that level, that's the nonsense too. The destruction part is actually playing on the human conscious level. The way we believe, the way we lived our life, believing that's the correct way to live. As I mentioned earlier, the energy, blaming energy, negative energy, and kind of looking at life as an illusion and saying that life is nothing, but at the same time is not delusion, is everything, kind of saying that it is the energy and the matter at the same time. Your behavior is the replicated, having the impact on yourself. So you have to change your views on life, and that will kind of progress to the prosperity, and generations will benefit from it.
Now, all this information that you just provided to us, you did not get from any books or from knowledge of any science. Is that correct?
I don't need to read books, yes. Can I give you insight for books?
Please.
Look, whoever writes the book, the intention of a book writer is to make money nowadays. And the attention of the buyers of the book will be on giving him money. So the benefit from book will not be delivered right. So no matter how much you read, you're not going to understand that. You're not going to, the book will not impact your being that much, because intention of a writer was to get the money. If that's the case, again, we're coming to the oneness, right? The intention of the writer was to get money. If that is right, so he creates extension of his body, let's say, accomplishes his needs. So his intention was to get money.
In other words, if he wrote it to help humanity instead of writing it just to make money, then that would be the wrong intention. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So then the responsibility falls on the reader to feel and resonate with the message.
Yeah, that's the case. The reader cannot rely on the books now.
Because the intention of the book is to sell books and not to provide absolute knowledge to the reader.
It is the same as having all of it, all whole life around you, which gives you all the answers, which you have to put them together, use common sense, and evolve your mind. When we are reading the books, we're following someone's steps.
Oh, so you're saying that the knowledge is within us. We simply have to look around for the signs. And yet, I'm seeing a lot of books that really are collaborating what you have just said.
Yeah, but it is not, you're using that information, but you're not leaving that way.
Oh, you're talking about like social propaganda on how we should be thinking, and they're telling us, and it's their idea instead of reflecting back on who we really are and what we resonate with.
Yes, that's my point. You can read. You have that information. It's the same as you watch TV. You watch TV all day, the news, you're not getting anything out of it.
Yes, all you get is fear.
Fear or something, which, again, it impacts only yourself. You're looking at yourself, now what I'm going to do. So you're coming back to yourself again. So, yeah,
okay.
You read it, it's good. You watch the TV, you listen to radio. Yeah, it's good. Now I have to experience it on my own.
Let's take a recent event that over 1 billion people watched on TV. And I think this shows that we are, in fact, shifting our consciousness. There were 1 billion people watching the miners being rescued in Chile. That was 1 billion people coming together, becoming one, and experiencing and praying and celebrating and feeling the energy of those miners being released. To me, that showed that we're getting the shift of consciousness. That's what it's all about. That was a very powerful sign that we are on course.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the oneness. That's 2012. Everyone listened and read about everything out there. All the messages out there is on the, throughout the internet, and it's fast, and you can get it. And now everyone like, okay, and nothing makes sense. Like, you know, what makes sense is the oneness, is recognizing yourself is in everyone, is kind of like I am being everyone, and everyone is me. You're seeing your reflection in everyone. That's the shift of consciousness.
And those 1 billion people actually felt as if they were the miners coming out of that tube and crying and being so happy. That is it.
Yes, it shows how safe we are. We have that ability to be one. We're just not experiencing it well.
Oh, wow, I get it. We not only need to see it, read it, but we need to feel it. And that's how we become one with those billions. I get it. Wow, that makes so much sense.
We need some disaster or something. We talked about the oil spill, remember?
Right.
So we need some, remember I said if we were creating two major issues, like we created a war, as a humanity, I mean, the Iraq and all of that war, and then we were creating H1 whatever flu, the virus, which we a couple of years ago we had, and now that was the oil spill, right? And
right.
I said, which one we choose to unite? The last one, the oil spill, was better, which because the nature itself chose for our benefit, the third one, because nature itself is more safe, secure, and it knows much more how to take care of itself than if we destroyed ourselves on our level, we couldn't get out of it that easy.
You know, Seldar, I have talked to a lot of people about that oil spill, and I got a whole bunch of theories, but you were the only one that just said, relax, nature will take care of it. No need to go there and to pray over it or become worried about it. Nature has it under control. And then it turns out that all the scientists were looking around wondering what happened to the oil. You knew more about this, Seldar, than any scientist wherever they lived throughout the world. You were right.
Yes. Out of three possibilities of disaster, to get our attention to ourselves, to unite, as we always did after war or during the war, we all unite usually. So it has to be some kind of disaster to unite, to recognize the oneness. So this was the third one, was naturally selected one, as we call it, at the accident happened. We couldn't create that. It was accident, but it happened on a nature level, on itself, so it can take care of itself better than we could. So it's like mother can clean up the child, because child, if you trust child can't clean up to himself. You just say, okay, child, step away, I will take care of it. You just don't do that mess anymore, okay?
Hi.
So that's what that's going on in our life.
So do these signs show us evolving enough so that we don't have to go through the doomsday scenario?
Whoever chooses to have that doomsday, because you can't convince, that's why I want to get out and share my own experience and my own being. Like I reflect everyone whoever comes to contact me and listens to me, he or she can listen and see him or herself. So it is, I am trying to reflect everyone's being to show that we are safe, as exactly as I am safe. And if I experience oneness in every second of my life and I see that, and I can affect that being, by being that way, I can affect anyone who wishes to be affected, and I can explain that on a higher level at the same time, and I experience myself that the same higher intelligency. So that's what we all have. I mean, that's my point. That's why I'm coming out the same exactly. This is the time when I'm coming out too, because to give the same message out, never in the history we never had different kind of shifts of consciousness on the different kind of levels of dimensions. Every time, whenever we had any kind of shifts on any level, it was towards the oneness, to recognize who you are and recognize you yourself in everyone and respect God, but not separate God and make him somewhere. That's my point, which happens once in 26,000 years.
Is this the reason why people are flocking to you, wanting to touch you? It's because that you can give them that feeling, the energy. You can help them release the fear so that they feel safe. They don't have to experience the turmoil or the chaos. They can experience safeness.
Yes, yes, that's why it is given. I mean, that's why it is given, and someone on your own level, on everyone's like simple level, you know, the simplicity of life. What I'm delivering out is the simplicity, because the life itself is very highly intelligent and very highly complex, and it made itself on a very simple level to make it convenient for us to be. It cannot be that complex on our level, because we just came in. We can't. It's like it took 4 billion years to evolve to this point, and we just came in. It's like you just delivered the baby, and you can't make him work in the factory or whatever, you know, make him do something. But we're gonna, with the high intelligence of you being as a mother, you can provide him all the needs what he needs, and all the safety and all the love unconditional and everything. So which delivers like safety. You are safe. Just recognize you are You are one with everything.
So you are really going on tour everywhere in the U.S. delivering this message of 2012. It's now within 26,000 years. We better get our act together and shift our consciousness to feel that we are one with all. And doing this, you are helping people to release the fear and align with the intentions, the good intentions of the universe. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do, yes. The reason is, look, why I'm saying that 2 years left, because the attention, once it's 2002, and then we would say, oh, okay, now nothing happened, and attention will be deemed down, like, okay, nothing happened, so let's move on. So remember, like, 2000, we were waiting for the end of the world, too.
Right.
So that was like practicing for us. And now we got over that, and nothing happened. Like, you know, okay, we are calm now. And now it's coming like 26,000 years once. So it gets major attention. Now we are like, okay, we tune. But we, at the same time, we are not with that fear anymore, because we passed that experience in 2000. So nothing that major happened. So now we are kind of trusting, and then at the same time we are very cautious. So now in these 2 years, my part and everybody else's part is to chip in, kind of like, you know, give the right message out. Whoever feels whatever has to be given out. This is the time. And that is not going to be like 2013, is not going to be the next like year and we all shifted consciousness. No, it doesn't work that way. The shift of consciousness will take generations again. It might be like about 500 years it will take until we get this state of being as what I'm talking about. But what will change and what I'm expecting to change is the families who has the children right now, they will give to their children different message. And their children, when they grow up, they will grow up with that kind of message, and they will pass different message to their children. So like about oneness, let's say if I'm talking about oneness and showing the how safe we are, so every families who has their own children, they will pass that information instead of saying that there's a bad energy and all of that, as we used to say, you know, we have to clear the energies and all of that, which not necessary. It's like we are safe constantly all the time. So that's what's going to happen. It's not the shift like overnight happens. It's the shift which already happens, but the attention is tensed to the 2012, and then it turns and the generations takes on, and we will see about like 500 years from now, which is okay too. I mean, life doesn't have a beginning or an end, it's infinity. So it will take some time, and then we will take that oneness as if it's like, you know, if it's a normal thing to be, not like, oh my God, what are you talking about?
So this is the beginning of the change that will take place in generations to come. And our obligation is really to get the message and to teach the nurturing oneness of it all to our children, starting now.
Yes, yes, yes. You see, if let's say we, like parents in the families, talking about devils and dark energies and all of that, and children are like listening to that and passing the same information to their children, like saying, okay, there are devils and all of that, dark energies and so what, watch out, kind of, you know, don't trust the universe, like, you know, kind of, it is scary out there, like. And now in this case it would be different, the message will be changed, you know, it would be the parents, now our parents, whoever hears that message and will be impacted, like affected by me, let's say, having me, And they will say different messages to their, the same children will have different information now. They will hear that, oh, okay, that we, it is the unconditional love, and there is no such a thing as the demons and devils, and there is a pure energy, and it is your attitude which is reflected to your, to yourself. And what's wrong with that? And that actually evolved, and the child will think differently. So that will, that child already, it would be normal state to transform that, the same message to their children, and that's how it impacts the generations.
I get it. So that's why people are so drawn to you. It's because that you can help align their minds away from the chaos, away from the trauma, and give them the ability to communicate, thereby rippling that knowledge and that well-being out to their children and out to their friends, and it just takes hold by the ripple effect. But what are the consequences if we don't shift our consciousness now, within the next 2 years?
It is like when you have a danger up front and you see that danger, you know that there is some danger out there up front of you. But instead of going front to that danger knowingly, you have a chance to avoid that as a one body. Like, for example, you as a one individual body going against some object, and you know that that object can hurt you, or you can fall somewhere, like, you know, as a kind of like a canyon or something. You know that there is a danger that way. So you consciously, you can avoid that at the same time. I'm not saying that you can eliminate that, the alignment of galactic on a galactic level or any shifts on the Earth level. I'm not trying to change those events which are, you know, occurring on their level. But what I'm trying to do is avoiding us from damaging ourselves as a one body. You can avoid any danger if you walk by not hurting yourself, but just kind of avoiding, like, you know, passing by it. Or having the less damage, let's say. You're hurting part of your body, but not fully damaging the whole body. What happens on that scale is exactly the same way as something happens in our life individually, as in the environment. So you cannot affect an environment, because environment is higher intelligence of you. So environment, let's say the table and the you know, all the objects are the way they are, and you have flexibility to move around them and not hurt yourself. So on that scale, on the galactic scale, is the same way. I mean, we all as one. See, that's the importance of our being one. We have to recognize that oneness of us and stay calm and unify ourselves, and then we can avoid kind of passing through the objects or danger places and save your body from hurting yourself. Instead of having a fear, no, like, let's say we predicted, let's say, the events, shifts, and the disasters and all of that. Let's say, okay, we know that something is going to happen. So then we have a fear now too, but that fear will get us to that danger, and we will hurt ourselves. It is like having fear at the same time. You have to keep your common sense, you can avoid that at the same time too.
Are you saying that by way of law of attraction, if we have fear, we're only bringing that danger to us?
In this case, even we are going there on our own. You see, we are falling to the canyon. Like, you know, we are, instead of stopping and passing by that canyon, we are heading toward that
and knowing that there is a canyon, there is nothing else, just to, you know, we can hurt ourselves, and that's the doomsday, if you want to call that that way. But we have a different path at the same time.
I see.
So if we can stop and just, you know, calm down and use common sense. I mean, the canyon is there anyway. It is the event, let's assume, is going to happen. And it is there anyway. It's the natural way how environment is. I mean, you can't affect that one. But you are the one who falls into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just avoid. You have a flexibility and common sense enough to avoid that. Because of we are as a children on the universal level, that would be child's behavior who runs toward the canyon not knowing the consequences, okay? And at the same time, our hand is in mother's hand. I mean, we are safe because of the danger which is coming, like we can fall into. Mother is holding us. We are that safe at the same time. We
wow.
have that hand too, so we have security at the same time, if you will.
One more question. Does it take a certain amount of people who have shifted their consciousness, or does it just take one? In other words, does it take like 500,000? Does it take a billion? How many people does it take for the danger to completely go away?
It takes one person even. one person, the environment which created one person, determined to change his perspective, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Once one person changes his perspective or her perspective, the environment has to change itself.
Uh-huh.
Now, whoever is in that environment has to change their behavior, their perspective too, because you changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have their own environments now, and they have to change themselves because that environment changed itself. So on. It just expands it throughout the whole humanity.
And this might be the perfect place to let everybody know that you are going to be in San Diego December 3rd through 7th. This is going to be the great place where people will be able to be introduced to you. They'll be able to go to your workshops. They'll be able to interact with you on their personal issues, whether it be physical or emotional issues. They'll even be able to have half-hour private sessions with you. And you know what I'm really looking forward to is getting that energy of alignment. Whatever is going wrong with me and all the chaos, that things aren't really going right in my life, I've noticed when I've had a session with you or talked to you one-on-one, things just start rolling along perfectly. I'll be driving along the freeway, no traffic. I'll be getting to a doctor's office. There's no wait. It's just smooth. All the decisions are made. Things come together, and life becomes easier with this alignment that you do. So I wanted to let everybody know that December 3rd through 7th, you got to come see Seldar. Let him deliver the messages of 2012 to you personally, and it's going to make a huge difference in your life. They're very inexpensive. You will be absolutely amazed at the results. For more information on this, just go to loaradionetwork.com and look for the seminar page. He's right there on the top. Seldar, let me ask you another question. There's all of these crop circles popping up that are relaying messages about the planetary alignment of 2012. So we're getting messages from more than just one place, huh?
Yes, we have that too. The pyramids are the same signals too. Pyramids, the way they built and the location of their being and the forms of how they
training. I have actually the classes which I made with the explanation of those pyramids to what is the meaning of those pyramids and what was the purpose of being and the crops, which is on a higher intelligent level, which we have messages. Everything means everything. You know, it's just the way how your attention is turned to that and what you're getting out of it. If you're putting your fear in it, it will kind of, it will push you backward. If you're getting it as a hint to grow and expand your mind, then you have everything for your benefit, like, helping you to grow. Mother never gives, or a teacher never gives anything to, any question or any task to which he or she, as a mother or a teacher, doesn't know that the child cannot accomplish. It is all for our growth. So we have to recognize that, acknowledge that, and move on. Just relax and buckle up, because it's going to be a ride, that shift. It is going to be shaky a little bit because we are not ready. It is the same as a plane takes off. It is the first when it takes off will be shaky, and then you unbuckle yourself and walk around in the plane. But the first when it shifts, it's kind of hard to walk around. You have to sit and buckle up. So that's what's going on.
I'm absolutely amazed that you didn't get any of this information from books or from the TV. Tell me where it is that you get your information.
From life itself, from everything. From me. Let me give you a description of what I do. I really, really feel on a physical level. Even about 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I lost my feeling of my body. Kind of not lost. I feel my body as if I'm touching someone else's body. And then it took like about 3 days to recognize, like, okay, if I'm touching myself, it means I'm touching someone else's body. So it means if I touch someone else's body, I'm touching my own body. So that proves my point that oneness, I physically sense it. I physically feel that oneness throughout the whole being. So my experience, what I'm sharing is my own experience, which is with one body. Let's say if I am walking around with my physical body as a human being, one like here, like me, Zelda, let's say, and I will while I'm walking around here and there and touching that and that, I could experience and taste that, or I can sense the life by experiencing with my own physical body, right? So now expand that own your own limited version of the huge, vast, the whole body. Expand that now, and now you have a whole body as a whole life around you, and you're experiencing it the same way as you would experience with your own body. So nothing extra, nothing special is happening. It's just your own body. You just extend it throughout the whole, and now you experience it. I am using whole humanity, let's say, whole life for my own benefit, as if you would use your own body to grab like a cup of water and drink it for benefiting your whole body. You're actually using your hand to get the cup and filled with the water and drink it, which benefits the hand itself too. Like, whole body benefits from it because you're using your own body for your own benefit. So that's what I'm basically doing. There's nothing that special with what I do.
Seldar, with all due respect, I'm going to disagree with you because I wish that I could obtain all of the answers in the universe, but they're just not accessible to me right now, so I have to depend on other means. That's not the case with you. So right now, you are the one that we are looking to for the answers that science is even proving. Now, you are unique, but it is my dream that all of us will become as unique as you are.
Yeah, it's like, listen, you're using your body, which is one body, is smaller version, which we have, we have like our physical beings, as we know it, which is a separated one and limited one, right? So now if you expand your body, you grow up with it at the same time. You become bigger. So now if you become bigger, let's say you are taller, let's say, now you can see farther. You see my point?
Right.
You can know much now. Now you are climbing up to the stairs to another dimensions, another levels of in the same house. Now the rest of them, like, not experiencing the same way. I am just one of you who just opened the door and went up to the stairs or down the stairs. Doesn't matter where you're going. You're just experiencing other dimensions, which were there. I'm not making them up. I'm not saying I think that is right, because I know that that's right. I mean, I can't even make it up. I just recently proved it. I have the proof. God created us based on His own image. I have that image, and it proves the point which came first. If that's the right question, the egg and the chicken.
Whoa, I got to find out what did come first, the chicken or the egg.
There is no such a question like that. The question itself is a wrong question, and you can't give a correct answer to it. Because while the egg has the information in it, chicken experiences it.
Yeah.
There is no one which came first. It's like when night has the... When at night we have the information, it keeps the memory of it, the daytime you experience it.
Yeah.
How you can say which, and this is one earth. And the DNA itself has the memory of whole life, and the RNA is experiencing it.
Wow.
Mother has the whole experience of life, child is experiencing it. Mind has the whole memory of everything, and in our physical level, and it's connected to whole, and body, our physical body, is experiencing it. How you can take that, how are you going to say which came first, head or the body? Of course head, yes, when you come out from mother's womb, head comes out, which gives you a hint. Yes, head comes out first, but it's the whole body is behind, which will eventually experience again.
Wow, that's some pretty heavy stuff. You know, I want to save for another show the fact that you know that you are in the image of God. I want to explore that in more detail because it sounds fascinating. Sildar, when people come to see you at the workshops all over the U.S., what are they experiencing? Are they experiencing energy healing? What is it that they can expect?
It's not the healing what I do. I change the perspective on life. I make you to recognize that I am part of your body too, so you can use me for your own benefit, because I am using you for my own benefit constantly.
So that is how you bring everybody into alignment, by changing their perception. Now, you've always instructed me that when I feel fearful, that I should think of you. What is that all about?
Yes, because when you think about me, you're actually thinking about what I'm saying. So you're not thinking about Sildar. You're just turning your attention, but your intention will be to do something with your own life. So when you pay attention to me, intention will be aligned with your attention. There is no such a thing as a Sildar now. When you think of Sildar, you will think how he would, how he, you know, what what he says and how he describes things, and that turns you into the alignment, and you recognize everyone as a part of you, because I have nothing else to say. And you are not, we are never been sick, and we never have the disease, because all the disease and sicknesses, which we call, is copied versions of our behavior. How we literally behave outside has been copied in the inside on the cellular level, and they multiply themselves, and they are now having discomforts inside within one body, and now no one can has a right to take one cut, that one part of kind of population of a community of beings, intelligent beings, although, and take them out and throw it out. You can't do that. That's why it creates the side effects when we do that.
So what you're doing is basically introducing everyone to themselves.
Yes, yes. I reflect everyone being through me. Like, you know, I give a mirror reflection of you. If I recognize and thank you for showing how to be or how not to be, how to do or how not to do, you can see at the same time me as a part of you, as a reflection of you, and follow me if you wish to.
And it all comes down to choices.
We have our choices, yes.
So 2012 is all about us choosing our right way.
That's why I'm saying, if the common sense says all the histories, we were warned and tuned to the oneness all the time, whatever the messages from God, from higher intelligence, whatever messages we received so far, whole these being of the humanity, all the time was about the oneness, so this is no different from it. This is the same. It's like, if you're not answering right on one question, teacher will not give you another question from another theme. He will give you a different question, but based on the same theme. So this is the same question, but asked differently. Until you answer that question, it will repeat itself until you become one. So if you're not accomplishing that oneness, you can't have another shift of consciousness whatsoever.
So we have 2 years to make a dramatic impact, even though it is starting to occur right now.
Yes, it is happening. Yes, it is happening.
Wow, this is so deep. I just love it. I want to remind everybody that every single Wednesday you can go and hear a new show from Seldar. And if you want to ask him a question, just call up and ask a question during his live show, which is 5 o'clock Pacific every Wednesday. He will answer your questions, personal or physical or whatever you need. He is there to help you understand what is going on right now. Please do not forget to come to the San Diego workshops. And, you know, if you have to fly in from New York or from England or from wherever, it will be worth it. I can promise you, your whole attitude will shift. You will become aligned with the universe, and your life will get much easier because of Seldar. Come and experience him. It's something you will never regret. Thanks, Seldar, for coming on. I really, really enjoyed it. This was fascinating.
Thank you so much. I love you all. I love you dearly. Like, I can't even express myself. It is unconditional, though.
And we can feel that love from you. But what's even really neat is he can actually feel us appreciating him. So that's wonderful. So thanks for tuning in and getting some great insight on how we're going to shift our consciousness. We'll be talking with you next week on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.